Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Boedeker. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Welch. Burks moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Javier. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to third. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed hits a pop-up into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Benzinger hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Lansford. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball four. Henderson moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Javier. Burks reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett bunts between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Burks moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Gene Nelson now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Gallego goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gedman moves to third. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a pop-up towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Wes Gardner now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a pop-up into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Hassey reaches second base with a double. McGuire goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier is walked intentionally. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kurt Young now pitching. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Benzinger strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into center field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Evans is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Athletics. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gettman is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gettman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parker is 0-3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Parker reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McGuire is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hassey is 3-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hassey is walked intentionally. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Javier is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parker scores. Hassey moves to second. It's 8-6, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallego is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Reed takes first base on 4. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Todd Benzinger. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Parrish strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barrett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Parrish now playing first base. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Weiss is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiss strikes out. Gettman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weiss out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lansford is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Stanley now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Canseco is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.